Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is a Sheldon historian, Millie Voss, and we will talk with her right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk of the Town. With me in studio this morning is Millie Voss. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning to you.
And you braved the cold. A little fresh out there this morning.
Right.
For those of us who've lived here forever, it's, you know, we come to expect this at least several times during the winter.
The first thing I do is look at the thermometer. See what the temperature is.
See how bad it's going to depress you for the day.
Right.
Now, you are, you're a historian and retired. What did you teach when you were taught in school?
I taught elementary.
Okay. So, and you taught for?
56 years.
Wow. So you must have started when you were like 9. Anyway, it was also a cold day, I understand. Let's see, it would be 64 years ago this Thursday, when the news broke about the failure of the Sheldon National Bank, and it got Sheldon nationwide publicity that we really didn't want.
Right.
So tell me about the bank failure.
Well, I'd like to first tell you about that the guy came to my door, and he showed me his credentials, and I thought, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? And then he told me all about it, and he wanted to know if I knew Bernice Geiger. And I said, well, I know her, but not real familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me all kinds of questions. And he came back, and he told me that about the bank, the closing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back in a few days, and he asked me if I would be willing to come to her house and go through things and help to figure out how much money they should charge.
Oh my. So you were integrally involved.
Right.
If I can mispronounce that word correctly. you're in very close involvement with that. And that was January 16th, 1961 that the bank failure happened. And you talk about him asking you if you knew Bernice Geiger. I think it's probably fair to say that nobody knew her as well as they thought they did.
No.
So, no. Tell me how she managed to pull this off.
Well, she had two sets of books, and when she would take money out of somebody's account, then she would put a card in another place, And so she had two sets of books, and this Moon who came, checked out, he caught her.
Okay.
And
now he was a bank examiner?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And apparently they didn't audit banks as frequently back then as they do now.
No, they did not. And they did not have bank statements and all this kind of stuff. So she, and even her husband, her dad, didn't know about what she was doing.
Now, her dad, as I understand it, was the president of the bank?
Right, right. But she had her office downstairs. It used to be a barber shop.
Okay.
And then she had the only key for down there. And she would go down there and do her book work. But she had two sets of books. And when this Moon came that day, he picked up one of the books that she didn't want him to have.
Uh-huh.
And he saw right away there was an $8,000 deficit.
Okay. And of course, in 1961, $8,000 was a lot more money than it is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at that time, it was $10,000 was from, you know,
the FDIC.
Yeah, and, yeah.
That was the FDIC insurance maximum.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much did she, did they figure out she finally got away with?
Okay. I got it here, so I will. $2,156,859.10.
Wow.
That was over 37 years from the bank.
Wow.
So.
And did they ever figure out what she did with the money?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Northern Biochemical got a lot of it.
Okay.
But she gave, and I'd say she had some good things that she did. She gave to some poor people. She put some kids in college. She helped some families when they had lots of medical things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was not all bad, like some people say.
She was very philanthropic with some of the money she stole.
Yes.
And I would imagine that she probably fell into the trap when she first started. Well, I'll put this back. Nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
But, of course, it always seems to snowball, and that doesn't happen. And the same in her case. Now, back in those days, they had what you call counter checks in various businesses from various banks.
Mm-hmm.
And you just fill in your account number and you fill out the check and you pay by check right there. Probably a rude awakening to people that went to buy things and grab the Sheldon National counter checks and they wouldn't be accepted.
No. And really, she knew that they were going to have a problem, but she didn't tell anybody. She kept it silent, you know, and she did not allow anybody downstairs. Her dad never went downstairs to see anything. I mean, he trusted her.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But one would think that not ever allowing anybody downstairs might have been a red flag.
Right.
But apparently it was not.
No.
Tell you what, Millie, we're going to talk more about the Sheldon Bank embezzlement when we return.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town, talking with Millie Voss, Sheldon historian Millie Voss, about the Sheldon National Bank failure due to a ginormous embezzlement this week in 1961. You'd mentioned earlier that the FDIC insurance cap was $10,000. There were, I would guess, probably most people, because $10,000 is a lot of money back then.
Definitely.
Well, it's still a lot of money. But, I mean, or a whole lot of money back then. So I would imagine that while there were some that that did have some losses, there were others that, that were covered under the FDIC.
There were 51 people who got money after they took it out of the bank afterwards.
Okay.
But a lot of them did not, like they say, they lost money. No, they didn't. They just had a story.
Well, you know, that happens,
yes.
Sadly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody sees dollar signs in a situation and goes out of their way to get some of those dollar signs. It's just a very interesting story. Now, there were some, some well-known individuals, nationally well-known individuals, that were a part of this story in some way or another, like one of the Roosevelts. Tell me about that.
When he came to town, he was going to work with a Northern Biochemical.
Okay.
And he thought that he could make things go, but it didn't turn out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that one of the things that he did, he had charged stuff all over town, and his wife had a fur coat that went clear to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And he left town owing Sheldon mega bucks.
Okay. Wow. The embezzlement, the bank failure, and then there was a domino effect throughout the community when that happened.
Right. So, but there's good things that came from this. I mean, it's not all bad stuff.
No. I'm guessing that the FDIC and the bank examiners and those folks had some changes in policy.
Uh-huh. They did. No 2-week vacations, you know. And, okay, it had to be two people look over the accounts, mm-hmm. you know, and they had to have bank statements sent out to the people monthly, and they had to have an outside auditor come in, and I think it was monthly, but don't quote me on that. And they checked everything out after that.
Okay.
But the bank closed after that.
Yeah.
It was not here, and it was sad because that ended that bank.
Well, and it left a hole in the banking community in Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
that was filled several months later by Citizen State Bank that opened,
uh-huh.
I believe, in
1961. They did.
Yeah. Okay, and they, of course, are still here
mm-hmm.
yet today. And I know the old Sheldon National Bank building, which is gone now, sadly.
Yes.
Later in 1961, became the first studios for KIWA Radio.
Right.
In fact, we have downstairs, we have a small studio downstairs in this building that has the door from the original studio over in the old Sheldon National Bank building, which then later was Pucci's, and
yes.
you know, just sadly fell into disrepair and could not be saved, and so was razed, and there's a small park there now. But it's a fascinating story.
Hey, definitely.
Bernice Geiger, who was the lady that embezzled all this money, she went away to be a guest of the federal government for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
How long was she?
She was supposed to stay 15 years, but she only stayed 5 years. And she came back to Sheldon.
Uh-huh.
And then she started working for Dr. Maris in Sanborn.
Okay.
But she was not seen around Sheldon very much because she seemed to be hidden.
Can you imagine how embarrassed it would be? Embarrassing it would be to show your face in
mm-hmm.
after something of that magnitude. Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
And she went to live with her folks. They let her stay there, you know, but she did not come downtown here at all.
Okay. And she lived until the 1980s sometime.
Yeah.
And as I understand it, she is buried at East Lawn Cemetery.
Yes. Okay. Yes, she is. Her husband, while she was in prison, passed away.
Okay.
And but they lost everything, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, and their house, I mean, it was fabulous in that house.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
That house was given to them as a wedding present.
Okay.
From his folks.
And now that's over on 6th Street, is it
yes,
not?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I think I know the exact house.
Yeah. And Mike Ollers lives there now.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
And I lived, there are two houses. I lived on the corner.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay.
So, but I got to see all the fabulous clothes that she had, all the makeup, all that stuff. It was, you can't believe. And I have to tell you that everything that she had two of, or three of.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You know. And then she had this one bowl that she had 17 of them, you know.
Oh, my.
But she had all kinds of silver serving pieces. And I mean, it was just fabulous. Some of them were very expensive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And, you know, they had that store downtown she bought that for her husband to make some money.
Okay.
But you also know that he went to Hollywood and was in some movies.
Really?
Yes.
I was not aware of that.
And but let me tell you, if you see the movie and you blink, you'll miss it.
Well, that's, yeah, I can see without a problem. And you have the distinction of probably being one of the few people in Sheldon, Iowa, whoever has ever had an FBI agent knock on your door.
Yes.
I'm hoping it doesn't happen to me anytime soon.
Well, I'll tell you, I was shaking.
I can imagine. It's that's one of the alphabet organizations that generates fear in everybody, I think.
Oh, it was, and my kids were on the floor playing, you know, at that time, and I mm-hmm. thought, oh my gosh, am I going to get in trouble here? You know,
who am I going to get to take care of these kids when they haul me off to jail?
Yeah. But it was not that way at all.
Well, that's good.
But,
January 16th, 1961.
She
64 years, 60, yeah, 64 years ago this Thursday.
She wasn't, they didn't arrest her until the next day.
Okay.
So, but, like I say, it was in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a sign on the door.
Uh-huh.
And it was a small sign. A lot of people didn't even see that, you know.
Uh-huh.
So.
And I wonder how many people went, what in the heck, when they got up there and the door was locked. So, yeah.
Well, I was not one of them that had money on that bank, so I didn't worry about it.
So you were one of the fortunate ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Millie, I hate to call time on this, but we are out of time. I find this very fascinating. And all this is in a book called Images of America, Sheldon, that you and Tom Worley put together a few years ago. And wonderful book. A lot of photos. It's just a very interesting book. If you have any interest in Sheldon and its history, you should find that book. I wish that I had as much interest in history when I was studying it as I do now. Maybe because I've lived through so much more of it now, that's why I find it more fascinating. But anyway, Images of America, Sheldon by Thomas J. Worley and Millie E. Voss. And where can folks find that?
They can get a copy of it at the museum.
Okay.
We have all the time. We have, and you can go to Tom's office and get them.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You can stop at my house and I have them.
Get a hold of Millie or Tom Worley, and they'll fix you up with a book. How about that?
In fact, I have some in the car.
That does not surprise me. Thank you again for coming in. The Sheldon historian Millie Voss talking about the embezzlement and the failure of the Sheldon National Bank, which happened this week in 1961. And I will be right back.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC's brand statement is, your success is our story. This means every employee at NCC embraces a culture of success for our students. NCC offers a friendly community feeling. Since everyone on campus is dedicated to your success, everyone on campus is ready and willing to help. They try to make it as easy to fit in and to make the transition to college as smooth as possible. NCC, your success is our story.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Thank you for joining us for the Talk of the Town this morning. We appreciate your being along. Talk of the Town brought to you by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, by Northwest Iowa Community College, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, and by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon and Maintainer Corporation. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town right here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio.